So, hello there, Audio Boo. How are you all doing? Let's go and give Elliot some breakfast.
Yes, he understands the word breakfast. And he'll be waiting avidly here at the kitchen door, which I'm going to close.
Oh, forgot my whistle.
I always forget my whistle, so come out of the kitchen again. I hope you're all doing okay. Make sure Elliot doesn't try and bite my headphones. So, we go into my coat pocket, which seems to be the current residency of that dog whistle, because I've been using it sometimes for making sure he drops things, although he's getting very good at that, because when I've been taking him out to relieve him, he's been dropping things on the floor and stuff. So, because you can probably hear, going through the kitchen, I've already got the dog whistle, and I have this big bag of food here. So I unroll the bag. Oh god, make sure these cables don't actually. Let's see what I can do. There you go, that'll keep. Oh no, oh, sorry about that. I'm not very good at recording all these things. Just making sure that we don't touch the cables with this smelly dog food bag. So anyway, I'm unrolling it. And I've got a tin, you hear it? Inside the bag. And I, if I can get the bowl first. I'm not doing this very well. Here's the bowl, which I've had on my draining board. Anyway, let's try again. So I have this, and I scoop out, let's try half a can first. Half a can? Yeah, so I've scooped out half a can. I'm terrible at judging this. Yeah, there we go, that's half a can. And then I scoop up a whole tin of food. Let's fill this up nicely. Here we go. Put the tin back in the bag. Fold the bag now. Elliot, should he ever come into the kitchen, although he's getting very, very good at waiting, can't get to the food. So now I'm at the sink and I have to put a little bit of tepid warm water in here, apparently. That's too hot, so just graduating the cold and the warm water. That'll do. So I've put the water in, and now I mix. Excellent. So now we shut this down and walk. And let's see how Elliot reacts. In theory, he should be as good as gold and wait. So, Elliot, wait. Good boy. So I'm putting the bowl down between my legs, standing up, getting the whistle out without dropping it. And tripped over Elliot a little bit, but there he goes. So the whistle was basically used because in free runs they're supposed to come out and when they hear it, they're supposed to associate it with food. So if you take them out on a free run, they'll hopefully run straight back to you. Although last night, Elliot decided to escape the house when I let a friend in. And he ran up and down the garden, punctured a kid's football, wouldn't respond to the dog whistle whatsoever, so eventually, my dad had to corner him with a couple of dog treats and quickly clip the lead on him and bring him indoors, where promptly he went into the living room and pretty much was as good as gold and was good for the rest of the evening. Tired himself out, definitely. So he's still munching through his bowl of food there.
munching away. And today, the instructor should be coming at about 9:30 because today's the 11th of April and it's about 8 in the morning at the moment. So the instructor should be coming at 9:30 and we're going to do a grooming session, some walking, and it's going to be a full day of training today because he only came in the afternoon yesterday because he was in a course. Now, Elliot's licking up his gravy and licking the bowl clean. And you may hear a burp come out of him, which is pretty classy. When he's done. Carrying on. Licking that bowl. Making my washing up a lot easier. Oh. Didn't do a burp. Okay. Ah, there you go. There's his customary burp. Excuse me, boy. Are we done? Okay. So through we go. And wash up his bowl. Now the joys of washing up. None too candy to me, because I never like to wash up. But anyway, you probably don't want to hear all of this. But that's it, really. He's done. But my hands are soaking wet, and you may have to listen to my ramblings if you want. So, like I said, been having a little bit of issues with his responding. I've had to hide the bed away from him because he's been chewing it and ripping it about and taking his blankets and asking for attention. But his obedience seems to have improved a lot better. I'm going to test him out in a minute when I sit down after I've had my breakfast. I'll just have a little chill for a little bit, check a couple of emails, play a little game with him, take him out, and then the instructor should be here, hopefully. But I just want to see how he reacts with me sitting down on the sofa with the laptop this morning, because usually he's been ignoring, he's just been very insistent and put his toys in there. On my lap and been licking me and trying to get my attention. Of course, like the guide dog guy said, he said, you know, when the guide dog's in harness, he's only initially appears to be really well trained because he's just following a set of procedures that you're giving him, and it's the same. But then if you don't apply this obedience training at home, then he can't distinguish between a social situation at home and a social situation in a restaurant. So he might start misbehaving. And of course, the reason why guide dogs are allowed to be where they are is because they're these trained, well-trained, cute dogs that do so much for their owners. So I have to always maintain on top of that obedience training, however hard, however difficult it is, despite Elliot being such a cute dog. And there he's been, just waiting for me there. Always vying for my attention, walking right behind me. I've just opened the bathroom door, see if he'll wait, because he's usually a very good dog, and because I don't let him in the bathroom or my bedroom, because that's just not me. I don't want to, and I won't. So I hope everybody's all right, and I'll keep you updated. So thanks for listening, and bye-bye.